Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. She's a pastor, author, ministry president, and social media strategist for ministries. Dr. Faye is author of Breadcrumbs, Inspirational Thoughts and Motivational Quotes, and will be talking with us today about how to discover what talents are in your natural toolbox. So welcome, Dr. Faye.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm very, very excited to be talking with you today. Thank you for this opportunity.
I'm excited to find out about this natural toolbox. I think it's something that everyone wonders, you know, what am I here for? What's my real purpose and talent? So let's talk about that first step to discovering what is in your natural toolbox.
Okay. I would say the very first step, and this may sound very simple, but know your family history of talent. And what I use as an example, sometimes when I teach this workshop, I say, okay, let's think about some families. And I use an example like the Harbaugh football family. You know, if you're a sports fan, there are two sons that coached against one another in the Super Bowl a few years ago, and their dad was a coach. So to me, that said, okay, there was something instinctively within their family, I would say even genealogy, their family talent, that gave them the ability to be coaches. So I would say know your family history. You have some families that you notice a lot of them are singers or musicians, or a lot of great cooks. So, you know, I tell people kind of take a step back and kind of look at your family history and look at what talents really lie within your family. So that's like the first thing you need to do.
I love that. I love that idea. Yeah. And that's some new thoughts, right? Normally it's like, oh yeah, just write a list about things you like to do. No, look at where you've come from and what's going on in your own personal family history. I think that makes a ton of sense. Now, why don't a lot of people, and would you say this, Dr. Faye, that most people don't find out what their true purpose or talent is, and why is that?
Well, I think that is true to a certain degree, and I think it's because sometimes we are pre-programmed to think certain things that a success, and sometimes we're not encouraged to try other things that may not be seen as successful. So let's say you have someone who demonstrates, like a child may demonstrate an ability to be very artistic at a young age, let's say drawing and doing a lot of things. And so instead of us pushing that child or trying to figure out how can we help this child, we maybe steer them into something that we think is more successful. And you know, that could be one reason why people don't really realize their full potential. But one thing I like to even tell parents, I'm like, you know, if you have a child that shows a propensity towards certain things, even if it's numbers or something creative, you need to take a step back and try to figure out how you can invest in that, because that may be where your child may be successful at toward, you know, going through adolescent stage and then, you know, young adulthood and adulthood. But I think some people don't really find out what they like to do, what really makes them happy until much later in life, 30s, 40s, 50s even.
And a lot of times by that age, you're comfortable, right? And and you're comfortable and maybe you have discovered something that really makes you excited again, but you can be scared of change. So how do you take that plunge when you say, you know what, I've been doing this, I'm comfortable, I'm in a comfort zone here, maybe even called stuck in a rut, but you're afraid of the unknown. What's on the other side of taking that plunge? How do you deal with that?
I actually think there are two ways that happens. There's one way sometimes when you're forced to take that plunge, when let's say things have been taken away from you, you've been laid off or you've experienced some loss. And then I think the other way you take that plunge, and it takes a lot of courage, because it takes courage to say, you know what, I'm going to walk away from what I'm doing, and I'm going to really go after what I think will make me happy. And there are people who do that. They look up and they say, you know what, I've been in the business world for a long, long time. I was talking with a top social media manager about 2 or 3 months ago, and she said she just really got sick of of the business side of things, what was going on. And she said, you know, I'm going to take the plunge. And that's how a lot of people end up starting their businesses and being entrepreneurs. They say, you know what? I've watched other people do it. I'm just going to take a plunge. And I think that the biggest thing is courage. And then you have to find, if it's particularly if it's a small business, some other people maybe to believe in you and invest in you, but you have to have courage. And then endurance to face challenges. I mean, you know, things may happen along the way, but just you have to have some endurance, I believe.
So courage and endurance, two things yes. that'll help you deal with that fear that creeps up when you're like, oh no, mm-hmm. something new, something different. I'm not used to this.
Oh, I messed up. Oh, I failed. Oh, so you know what I tell people? Okay, today wasn't a good day, but mm-hmm. I'm going to get up tomorrow and I'm going to try again. And that kind of comes from that whole thing in sweat equity and something, learning how to build something from the ground up. And that even gives you some confidence when you have one win or two wins. You're like, okay, this is my first month in trying this. Wow. And, I'm successful, or like the person, you ever ask people when they got their first client, how they felt? So it's those mm-hmm. types of things, those type of small wins that will help as well.
And now finally, Dr. Fay, how do you know that you are, as a person, you've been searching for your natural talents, you think you've figured it out, what does it feel like to actually be living in your real, true natural purpose?
Wow, you have... This is really my opinion. I mean, but you have such a sense of calmness and peace that no matter what is going on around you, and it could be like a lot of maybe trouble or things going on around you, but you still have a peace and a confidence that this is what I'm supposed to do. This is where I'm supposed to be. And that's kind of how I feel now. This is what I'm supposed to be doing, helping people. This is where I'm supposed to be. And you just feel very good about things no matter what comes your way. You just kind of even about it. You're very, very calm and have a sense of peace about your person. And people notice that. They're like, oh, you seem very at peace with things. You seem very joyful. So people will notice it as well.
Well, I'd like to thank you for being here, Dr. Fay. We really appreciate it. I want to tell our listeners that you can find out more information on Dr. Fay Maureen Butler, her book, Services, Speaking Engagements, at her website, which is drfaymaureen.com, and we'll spell that for you. That's drfaymaureen, drfaymaureen.com. So thanks so much again, Dr. Fay.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.